National elections will be held in South Africa next year, and the former president, Thabo Mbeki, has publicly asked if the country's leadership is living up to the standards of Nelson Mandela. The leadership of the ruling African National Congress, or ANC, previously headed by Mandela and then Mbeki, has come under criticisms over claims of nepotism and corruption. Alexander Beresford is a lecturer in African politics at the University of Leeds, and he's warning that the 2014 election will be dominated by a fight over who can claim ownership of the Mandela legacy. Alexander joins us now. Alexander, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you.
As the nation celebrates the life of Nelson Mandela, what does South African politics need to do to sustain his legacy?
Well, I think, first and foremost, I think there needs to be a really serious period within the ruling party, the ANC, a period of introspection, looking at what the party has achieved so far, reflecting on its achievements in office, but also reflecting on some of the most pressing challenges that the country faces and indeed the party itself faces. And I think these relate to some of the underlying issues in South Africa that are causing unrest at the moment, in particular the slow pace of service delivery, about the issues of inequality that have actually got worse since the ANC was in power, about unemployment, but also, I think, perhaps most importantly at the moment, the issues of corruption that have really bedeviled the South African government. And this has often contributed to this poor levels of service delivery and the general corrosion of governmental capacity. And I think the ANC needs to embark upon a period of introspection to really analyse the roots of these issues and how it might overcome them. But I also think it's a time period where the opposition itself really needs to reflect upon itself and whether the opposition parties are actually offering a clear alternative to the current party in
power. Well, we've already seen a fight this year emerge over the use of Mandela's image by the opposition party, the Democratic Alliance. Can you just tell us briefly what happened there?
Yeah, well, what happened was, and the Democratic Alliance, the main opposition party, what it did was it released a poster with a picture of Helen Suzman, a former struggle icon from the former Liberal Party, which was a party within the old apartheid parliament. But she was a fervent kind of person who opposed apartheid, and they used her image and said, you know, she was a real struggle hero, and she was a member of the party that now the Democratic Alliance has taken the name from. And they had a picture of her next to Nelson Mandela, and by doing so, they were trying to attain or achieve some sort of liberation credentials to suggest that, you know, the DA is not simply a party of white interest, but it's a party for all South Africans. And then the ANC responded extremely fiercely to this kind of poster, and it released its own poster saying, with lots of pictures of its liberation heroes, saying, so many heroes, no need to steal any from anyone else. And it really degenerated into this kind of debate about who could really claim to be the legitimate heirs of Mandela's legacy and so on.
It's unseemly, isn't it? But use of his image is one thing. Following and in his footsteps and really being able to claim his legacy is another thing, and that's what the ANC needs to do, because there's a degree of disenchantment within the ANC. Its voter support has been dropping, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the ANC's noticed that its support has been dropping pretty much around the country, barring a slight rise in KwaZulu-Natal for particular reasons, but it has noticed a decline in support. And one of its main kind of claims to fame, of course, is this liberation legacy, that it is the heroic liberation movement, and it doesn't face a genuine rival in that sense, in terms of a vote-winning campaign strategy. But that kind of message that this is the heroic liberation party is beginning to erode in the face of that slow pace of service delivery, in the face of rising corruption, and also in the face of, you know, the Marikana mine massacre last year, which brought back images of apartheid. And so the ANC at the moment is trying to regenerate its support, but the problem is that with the failure to really address some of those really important socioeconomic challenges in South Africa, that it's increasingly difficult for it to do so. And sadly, the main opposition parties aren't really offering a coherent alternative agenda to the ANC. They're focusing instead on trying to eke out some sort of credentials for themselves regarding, you know, who can legitimately speak for being Mandela's heirs to his legacy and so on. And I think it's really quite a churlish and unseemly kind of debate, that South Africa really doesn't need at a time where these issues of inequality, unemployment and healthcare education really need to be top of the agenda rather than this issue about who can be the heirs to Mandela and so on.
Is this what Thabo Mbeki is getting at when he says the task of transforming South Africa into a truly free, fair and equal society was in many respects more difficult than the struggle to end the system of apartheid? He says, therefore, this challenge of leadership becomes much more important and much more complex in the context of what needs to be done. So he's really asking the party, do we have the quality of leadership, exemplified Mandela and others, to respond to the challenges we face? And I think the answer to that question implied in his asking it is no, and that's the job for the ANC.
Yeah, I think Mbeki's raising some of the, you know, the really important questions now. And he's right in the sense that, you know, Mandela was in an era, you know, where he's struggling and resisting against apartheid, which was no mean feat. But also, you know, apartheid was a clear form of political oppression. You know, it's extremely clear and apparent that it was a crime against humanity as declared by the United Nations. And, you know, the problems that South Africa face today are not as immediate and in your face and easy to overcome, perhaps, in terms of, you know, you could remove the old apartheid government through sustained struggle, but some of the underlying issues at the root of South Africa's problems today are about inequality, they're about unemployment, and these issues need a kind of a serious rethinking, I think, on the part of the African National Congress government. And, you know, Mandela's driving force was his, you know, absolute intolerance for injustice in all its different forms. And I think if we're really looking for someone to assume to become the kind of heirs of Mandela's legacy and take forward his legacy, it has to be those people who are going to tackle the roots of injustice in South Africa, these inequalities and so on. And I think at the moment there's no clear leadership stepping forward, either within the ruling African National Congress or within the opposition.
Alexander, we're out of time, but just very briefly, that notion of the heir to Mandela's legacy, does that job become easier, though, with Mandela no longer walking this earth? In a sense, the contrast become a little fairer?
I don't think it's going to become any easier, because I think that the issues that people have to respond to and deal with to really claim to be the legitimate heirs of Mandela, I really think that they are profoundly important and difficult to deal with, and I don't think that's going to change just because Madiba is no longer among us.
Alexander Beresford, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Alexander Beresford is a lecturer in African politics at the University of Leeds.